Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, the weather across Israel is mild and pleasant. Tel Aviv enjoys a crisp night, perfect for a late stroll. In Jerusalem, temperatures are cooler, while Eilat remains warm. Here are today's headlines. First, from Ynet, Israel strikes Gaza as the kite threat returns to the southern border. Earlier today, the IDF targeted Hamas sites in Shati after kites reached Israeli communities. Also, Israel Hayom reports from earlier today on IDF and Shin Bet's operations. They destroyed weapons depots inside mosques in Shati and Deir al-Bala, targeting Hamas infrastructure. Also this hour, JNS reports that the Treasury has launched Operation Economic Outcast against Iran, aiming to cut off cash sources with a new campaign. Separately, breaking news from Walla. There is concern of a breach at the valley border with suspected smuggling activity. The IDF dispatched large forces, including aircraft, to the area. And finally, I-24 News reports Israel has issued a three-day ultimatum to the Board of Peace to halt kite launches from Gaza or face renewed strikes. Here's what people are saying online. Ihab Hassan, a commentator, posted just minutes ago about the use of the term Palestinian terrorism by the Israeli government. He argues it's often a catch-all label, used as a pretext for military operations and settlement expansion. Ziad Asali, a medical doctor, noted earlier today that the IDF targeted Hamas in Gaza, highlighting ongoing tensions. Meanwhile, Bilaz News reports gasoline shortages in Iran. Posting 32 minutes ago, they noted widespread fuel shortages in Tehran and other cities, attributing this to wartime damage and import restrictions. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Gaza. According to Ynet, Israel's recent strikes targeted Hamas sites in response to kite attacks that have reached Israeli communities. This echo of pre-war incendiary balloon tactics has prompted Israel to warn that such launches must cease. Heightened tensions in the region could lead to further military actions if provocations continue. Turning to the IDF and Shin Bet operations, as reported by Israel Hayom, these targeted attacks destroyed two significant Hamas weapons depots. By hitting sites in Shati and Deir al-Bala, Israel aims to weaken Hamas's operational capabilities. Such actions underscore the ongoing security concerns and the complexities of maintaining peace in the region. Meanwhile, JNS sheds light on the Treasury's Operation Economic Outcast against Iran. This campaign is described as unprecedented, aiming to sever Iranian financial networks. The move reflects growing international pressure on Iran with potential implications for regional stability and global economic relations. Separately, the Valley border breach raises immediate security concerns. Walla highlights IDF's quick response with large forces and aircraft to address suspected smuggling. Such breaches pose a risk to Israel's border integrity and demand swift military vigilance. And finally, the kite ultimatum. I-24 News indicates Israel's stance is firm, with a deadline for Gaza's Board of Peace to stop kite launches. A failure to comply could reignite conflict, impacting civilian life on both sides of the border. On the economic front, first from tech, insights into what Salesforce taught tribal CEO Yoav Kolodner. He emphasizes the significance of enterprise context in the software industry, beyond just the software itself. Separately, Globes reports on Eurogen's $7 million investment in Israel's Intragel. This cancer treatment company's innovative gel is biodegradable and injectable, representing a significant advancement in medical technology. And finally, Israel Hayom Business discusses Rani Zim's shopping centers. Despite expansion, they have lowered forecasts. The jump in NOI and FFO indicates growth, yet it raises questions about future consumer trends and economic conditions. And that's on its Fizen link. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.